Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha, ha. The Video Game Review. Yeah. The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. Ha. The Video Game Review. What, what, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now.
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, downtown San Francisco, California, but around the world. However you're getting us, it's great to have you with us, perhaps on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. As always, streaming through the website, sportsbyline.com. Been doing this show now about 15 years from the studios here on Broadway in San Francisco. Also, proud to be on SB Nation Radio as well, streaming through SB Nation Live. .com on the internet, and proud to be on those two big giant domestic radio networks, also bleeding over into Mexico and Canada. The Video Game Review is the only hour all week on these networks that we're not talking about sports. You know, normally it's football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, put a total ball, chess, checkers, rugby, cricket. This hour, video games, and we'll get back to 6 days and 23 hours of the sports talk, and I'd like your participation. I'm a gamer like you. I don't know how to make a game. I don't know what's going on in a motherboard. You take the top off a console, or you get the circuitry going. I don't know any of that. I know what I like and I don't like. I've been playing video games my whole life. Life would only be half as good without them, and I firmly believe that. So would love your participation in this collaborative effort, my unpaid correspondence. Where are you? Tell me what's good or bad in your video game world, and you can do that most directly at the toll-free line, which is 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529 will get you in and get you heard coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Yes, 500 outlets, 177 countries on The Voice on AFN. I'm an FAN of our military. I come from a military family. I think most Americans do, but even if you don't, you can appreciate all that they do to keep us and our allies safe. So nice to bring a little home cooking to you wherever you might happen to be. Stay safe. Come home soon. We're proud of what you do. We're also on a couple of apropos applications, the TuneIn Radio app and the iHeartRadio app will pick up the programming. Also, Stitcher will repeat the shows. You can archive them, translate them into Latin. We will give away a brand new game at 40 after, as we always do. No guest today, so you're my guest. Be our guest, be our guest, Beauty and the Beast, and all that great stuff. Also, cheat codes at the end of the show. Send your request, rick@sportsbyline.com. New releases, what's new in the video game world. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Hey, travelers.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
The Video Game Review.
For that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, downtown San Francisco. What's going on in your video game world? This show is for about, it's for you, it's for y'alls and your calls, so get in the queue, we will talk to you. Emails, rick@sportsbyline.com, and that's how I'll give away the cheat code at the end of the show, as we always do for a game that's a little bit older. You know, these shows like these are always... You know, we look for the fun in things. It never does me any favors if I have to slam a game. I don't get any joy out of it, especially a game that people have worked years on, and then I come on there and say, ah, it stinks, and you know, it's a bad part of it. But in all the years I've done this show, I've never had to get into matters of jurisprudence and true crime. But I would be remiss if I did not mention the tragedy that happened today in Jacksonville, Florida, at a Madden 19 football tournament. And reports are still sketchy as people are still being treated, but we know at least two people were killed and another 11 injured in a shooting that erupted during that esports tournament. And three individuals deceased, if you count the shooter, who police believe now they've released it is a 24-year-old man named David Katz from Baltimore, Maryland. The identities of the victims fatally shot has not been revealed. There have been stories of people fleeing the scene and running into other establishments to find cover as well. There was one mother who posted her son's backpack on the internet with his blood on it. There is a picture of David Katz standing at a tournament last year holding a jersey that said Raider Champ with a member of the Buffalo Bills. And so investigators are trying to determine what exactly went down. And the motive, people don't know what the motive is, but apparently the grand prize, by the way, was $5,000 and a trip to Las Vegas for the finalists, I think the last two. So Mayor Lenny Curry of Jacksonville said, quote, "Today Jacksonville is mourning. We have faced an all too common occurrence, one that will require us to continue the hard work of ensuring public safety. I've said any violent crime in our city is one too many. Tonight we pray for the wounded and the families of those who were lost." And stories were that apparently this guy Katz lost his game and then opened up shooting. So it is obviously a case of someone with a severe mental illness. But this one, if you're a video game fan like me, this one is really heartbreaking. I mean, it's never not heartbreaking when innocent people are shot in one of these things. But video games are near and dear to my heart, you know, and it's supposed to be a celebration. And the people at these tournaments are almost always very, very young. And I was talking about this with someone, and they're like, well, why didn't they check for weapons when they, I thought, why would you check for weapons at an esports event? But we're getting to the point now where we're going to have to check everything. I mean, you go into a Pizza Hut or a Walmart or a Starbucks now, where you're going to have to get checked for weapons. But the one thing I don't want to do, as heartbreaking as it is to somehow, some way, have people put the blame on video games. And you might say, well, Rick, no one would do that. Oh, believe me, there'll be some politician somewhere, whether it's at some sort of piddly podunk local level or maybe somebody on Capitol Hill that might have tried to twist this. I can guarantee you that if this had happened in Columbus the other day at the Call of Duty Finals World Championships, there's no doubt that people would have said, see, first-person shooter, everyone's numb to violence, and so you figure, oh, I just killed a bunch of people on this screen here, these NPCs or these other multiplayer PvP, so I now can't separate reality from fantasy world, and so I'll just shoot people in real life. The fact that it was a Madden game does not give those people that opportunity, and I don't believe that video games do that to people. I think it actually, and this is just my opinion, I don't have any empirical evidence from a study with 500 people, but I think it's a cathartic thing. I think a lot of people who do have a lot of pent-up rage and frustrations, I think it is a way to release that when you can play video games. I know for me, I'm not the type of an individual that gets full of rage and frustration, but I'm human just like anybody else. And I can tell you that playing first-person shooters, while it can be very titillating and nerve-wracking because you know there are other people out there, PvP, trying to get you and you're trying to get them, it is a great way to relieve stress. They give you a little bit of video game stress to relieve stress in your normal life. So it's just, no matter what it would have been, you know, pick anything else, a macrame show, a hockey tournament. It doesn't matter. Whenever this happens, it is a tragedy. But it hits home just a little bit more when it's something that is inherently fun. And it's, I hate to see blood quite literally now on the Madden game, which doesn't deserve this because this has nothing to do with it. And I just hope people out there are smart enough, and I think most people will be smart enough to separate the video game world from the world of mentally ill people who get their hands on guns. And this isn't a rant one way or another for gun control. It's what this is me trying to say that video games had nothing to do with this. And you might say, duh. Well, no, not really duh. For some people, this isn't duh. They go, oh, video games, I knew it. And no, you didn't know it. This is a football game. And, you know, if you think about the future of these events, I mean, it's sad because I think now a lot of people, if you're over 18, you can make the decision on your own. But I think a lot of people who are, you know, 14, 15 years old, maybe even, you know, as young as 12 years old, mom and dad, can I go to the esports event? And they're going to say, oh, no way. We saw what happened in Jacksonville. And that's a shame. And I don't blame parents for thinking that because they saw what happened and they might think, oh my gosh, this is a trend. Now there's going to be a copycat. Now somebody else is going to get frustrated. I don't believe that's the case, but unfortunately there's going to be a lot of, there's gonna be a little bit of, pushback on that. And, it's an area that doesn't deserve it. You know, nothing and no one ever deserves these, mindless, senseless acts of, rage from a mentally ill person with a handgun or whatever he had. I don't know what kind of gun he had. I just assumed it was a handgun if he got it into the arena. But and we'll find out more about the situation. And, you know, my thoughts and prayers, everyone here at Sports Byline goes out to the people, of course, who lost loved ones. It's just unbelievable what they must be going through. And then pray hard for the people who were wounded and are receiving medical treatment at this moment. So on the one hand, you know, just wrapping it up. And we'll get back to the fun part of video games here in the after this break. But just to wrap it up, two things. Number one, let's pray for everybody to get better and for those who have suffered a tragic loss today in Florida. And the other thing is, too, is just to remind people out there before they get all twisted up that video games had nothing to do with this. This was a case of someone who was mentally ill and obviously had some sociopathic issues. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. Coming up in the next segment, we'll give away a brand new game. Also, we'll get to the new games that are coming out this week. Always new releases, and some weeks are big, some weeks not so big, and sometimes when those games, of course, hit the shelf, that means that the other games, they move down a shelf. Top shelf, XO, next shelf. VSOP, you keep going down to rot gut, and then it gets cheaper and cheaper, and that's good. You know, a lot of times games are cheap, not because they're bad games, just because they're a little bit old. Nothing wrong with that. 1-800-878-PLAY if you'd like to chime in. A lot of excitement, a lot of buzz around NVIDIA and the graphics card and some of the new developments that they have, and they've now this week released a list of the games that will be getting upcoming support for the RTX ray tracing feature. And it will be a feature deployed in a shipping title, which will be named. But there's a wide range of games that are promising support, and these games are going to have, I think, a good initial showing for the debut. Of course, there are always going to be questions about the size of the visual fidelity improvement and the performance hit from enabling. Remember, when you're talking about a PC, you know, sound card doesn't match, fatal error, syntax error, hopefully it'll be plug and play. But looking at the PC games that support real-time tracing and the games that will support the new DLSS, which is the Deep Learning Super Sampling, and then there are those that will implement both. So it's not a long list, but let me just tell you the ones that have been announced by NVIDIA. The games which will support ray tracing: Assetto Corsa Competizione, Battlefield 5, Control, Enlisted, Metro Exodus, and Project DH. The ones that will support DLSS are Ark Survival Evolved, Dauntless, Final Fantasy 15, Fractured Lands, Hitman 2, Island of Nine, PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, PUBG, Remnant From the Ashes, The Forge Arena, and then finally, We Happy Few. Now, there are five games that NVIDIA has said that will support ray tracing and DLSS. That is Atomic Heart, Justice, JX3, MechWarriors 5 Mercenaries, and Shadow of the Tomb Raider. So it's going to be, as I mentioned, the ray tracing integrated into those three major titles, which will be the last one I mentioned, Shadow of the Tomb Raider, Metro Exodus, and Battlefield 5. DLSS, by the way, which is supposed to be stronger, will be, as I said, when you think about PUBG, I want to see how that's going to work and things like that. They were showing, and it's hard to tell because a lot of times you'll be looking at it on your computer monitor or your phone or maybe something that's just not high def or 4K. And it had some examples, half a screen. So there's half a screen without RTX enabled, and then this half a screen on the right is with it. And the clarity is pretty amazing when you look at it. But there are some concerns and PC Games raised one of the concerns. And I quote, "It's tough not to be a little concerned when the ultra-expansive, ultra-enthusiast RTX 2080 Ti isn't able to hit 50 frames per second at 1080p in Shadow of the Tomb Raider. We weren't able to see what settings the game was running at as the option screens were cut down in the build we were capturing. But GeForce Experience," it's another graphics card, "was capturing the game resolution, and the RTX footage that we did get was 1080p. And they continue, "With the FPS counter on the GFE, which is the frames per second on the GeForce Experience, we could see the game was battling between 33 frames per second and 48 frames per second as standard throughout our playthrough. And that highlights just how intensive real-time ray tracing can be on the new GeForce hardware. While the shadows in my playtime did not look pretty good, or did look pretty good, in that brightly lit instance, it's hard to see where they look much better than the traditional way that shadows are faked in-game. And to enable the ray-traced shadows, you're obviously going to pay a huge performance penalty for the privilege." End quote. Now, you might say, what is a performance penalty? Well, what that means is, it's sort of like if you have a game that may be a little bit brand new and your system might be a little bit older. If you want to run it as it was built, it's going to run herky-jerky. It might have some lag. And if you scale it down and run it with not as fancy graphics, pull the pixel rate way down, it'll be a little bit more blocky. It won't look as pretty as it was designed, but it will run smoothly. And, of course, you're always going to pick whatever's going to run the smoothest. But then you feel like you got gypped in some way. But this is why, you know, whenever you have new games and new hardware, you're going to have to keep up. So if you look at the GPU that PC Games was using, they had a $1,200 computer. So if they're saying, if we got a $1,200 computer, and if you need to improve the clock speed to get it to run maybe three times as fast just to have a prayer of running well in 4K at a reasonable frame rate, then it does have some problems. But I will tell you this. Battlefield 5 looks amazing with ray tracing enabled. And yeah, there'll be a performance hit, okay? And so it's just a matter of how you want to go 1080p or if you want to go 60 frames per second. For me, the smoothness of a game is going to be in the FPS, which of course also means for a first-person shooter, which is a little bit of a double entendre there. So there's no way you can look at these results and then conclude that the ray tracing technology is not going to work. These cards, by the way, will not ship for another month. All the footage that we have seen are with early drivers. And drivers, as you know, if you are a PC player, are updated all the time. And you need to get new drivers, and it's usually an automatic update. But at the same time, if the purpose of this launch is to deliver better performance with these next-gen titles, then you are going to have a lot of expensive hardware to make it work. And my reaction to that is, well, yeah, that's the way it's always worked. I didn't expect to get the, you know, computer off my desk at work and start and throw in this card and having to start run like that. So we don't know if NVIDIA, what they're going to change, if anything, before we get our hands on these things. I know Extreme Tech recommended refraining from pre-orders until all the questions are settled. And there are people that will not wait for that. They'll say, look, mine's going to be fine. There was always, I remember I was talking to someone in video game marketing years and years ago. And he said there was a group, and he called them techies. And this was before we called Silicon Valley, like code people, techies. He said the techies, they always have to have the latest and greatest thing. They don't even care if it's going to work. They just have to have it. So there'll be a few that will have it. So maybe some more benchmarks that NVIDIA has to show that performance issues will not be a big deal. But I can tell you, and this is something that I held out on for a long, long time, and that is to run PC games properly, you're going to have to buy a graphics card that's going to cost you many times at least as much as a current gen high big boy console. You know, are you going to buy a graphics card that costs the same as a PS4? Probably not. But if you want to get this card, and you're talking about having to have a $1,200 computer to run it, and I don't know what the price point's going to be in the end, but you know, this is the price that you pay when you want to do proper video gaming. And it was, 2 years ago that I finally did get a NVIDIA GeForce card, and I can tell you that I absolutely love it. It's fantastic. So there's always going to be a little touch and go whenever anything launches. A lot of times you got to work the bugs out of it. And sometimes, you know, you need a 2.0 or 3.0, whatever it's going to be. I just like the fact that the kit is in the developer's hands and the developers now can run with it and they can stretch it. Remember, even consoles, when they launch, the launch games, how many launch games have been amazing? Just a handful. It takes a while to people to flex every muscle in that arm and look at the bicep in a graphics card or a chipset, whatever you have. And I am looking very much forward to it, though. Armored Ted will give away a brand new game on the other side. Release dates and your calls at 1-800-878-PLAY. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Somewhere looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
The Video Game Review.
Rise, Rise, Rise.